Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Last month, the Department of State released its Trafficking in Persons report. That's an annual review of the global effort to stop human and sex trafficking. And for the first time in 10 years, the report included the United States. There were some surprising findings in this report. We can't go into all of them, but it does very much establish that modern slavery happens in our country, and very likely it happens in unexpected places and perhaps closer to you than you think. Our partner station WGBH is investigating human and sex trafficking in New England, and joining us now is Philip Martin, senior investigative reporter for our partner WGBH in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I was going to say a lot of people aren't doing well, and you pointed out why in your introduction.
Yeah, you know, this report is horrifying and fascinating at the same time. But in your own reporting, in the local area there, one of the things that you discovered that instead of massage parlors, many people who engage in human and sex trafficking are now using nail salons instead. Why is that?
Well, as a San Francisco cop said, named Arlen Vanderbilt, and as police officers have stated here, these guys are getting a lot smarter. They're finding other venues for housing and for actually exploiting women on the premises or off the premises. It's a way of trafficking women, and that's what nail salons are being used for. It's not just New England, I should point out. This is a nationwide phenomenon. The headlines in many cases scream prostitution, but a lot of this is also about labor trafficking. It's both sex and labor trafficking.
Many of these girls are very, very young girls who are unwilling when they are first brought into this industry. I want to play a piece of an interview that you did with someone calling herself Dana in the course of your investigation.
One of the girls that I was around, she was, you know, told that, oh, it's okay, you know, he just wants a massage. And then the John would kind of ask for more. And, of course, it was always in exchange for money.
So how do these girls get involved in this?
Well, this is, I should point out, it's not just girls. It's amazing the ages of many of these women. They range from 16 or early, or younger, I should say, to about 50, in their late 50s. And what happens often is that, in a case in York, Pennsylvania, three people recruited Vietnamese women to work in their nail salons, and they didn't pay them. In a case in San Francisco, women were basically indentured. They were told that they owed a debt, and so they worked in a nail salon during the day and prostituted at night.
In order to pay off the debt that they owed.
In order to pay off the debt. It's a form of indentureship.
So has enforcement kept pace with the sort of cleverness of these people who are engaging in this?
Well, the Justice Department is basically, they've listed nail salons as among the venues that they're monitoring, as well as massage parlors, of course. And so, and here in Massachusetts, the U.S. attorney, she has been very diligent in following this type of activity. And as I pointed out, it's also, it of course is happening all around the country.
Okay, it's actually an amazing report, the Trafficking in Persons report from the Department of State, and this is investigation from WGBH is going on now. Philip Martin is a senior investigative reporter with WGBH in Boston.